make it about the Lamb tonight? Yes? Can we make it about the Lamb tonight? Woo! Jesus. I feel led to open up prayer, praying out of Psalm 23. Because in every tough season in my life, I could always remind myself, I'm just a sheep. I'm just a sheep. Take this for yourselves, family. The pressure of the world, the weight and the pressures of everything goes to Him, because the presence belongs to us. So remember this: pressure on Him, presence on us. The Lord is my shepherd. I thank you, Lord, that you are a shepherd. You are a good shepherd. I shall not want. Jesus, you are the only thing I could possibly need. You are the only thing I could possibly want in this world. Jesus. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Oh, there are green pastures for us, and He is waiting to bring us there. He leads me beside still waters. Oh, Jesus, you don't just bring me to water, but you are the living water. I shall never be thirsty. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Thank you, Jesus, that I am made righteous, not by my own works, but through my belief in your Lordship and in my salvation. Righteousness will take place. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I thank you, Jesus, that you are Emmanuel, that you are God with us. It has been prophesied for centuries before you even came, that you are Emmanuel. So I thank you for your presence and your proximity. You are with me even in the darkest depths, in the lowest of lows. Think about a place you once were, where you could not have seen a way out on your own. But when you looked to Christ, you could only see the light. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, Jesus, we rest in your protection. We rest in your discipline. And we rest in your love. Just rest in Jesus right now. Reside in the resting dwelling place in Christ. Not just being close, but in being unified with Him. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh, Jesus, there is a table waiting for us. Oh, you are waiting to seat us at a table. Even in the midst of our enemies, Jesus, you call us forward. And you shine light on the good that is in us, because you are the good that is in us. And you call us forward. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Oh, Jesus, I thank you that all the things I do in your name come from a place of overflow. This right here, this is overflow. Lord Jesus, I will not be satisfied with a full cup. I will be satisfied with a cup that is overflowing, because a cup will not be full unless it is overflowing. So I pray for an overflowing presence of God in this place. We will not settle for just a touch, but the whole picture, Jesus. We will not rest until we get the whole thing, not just part, but the fullness of you, Jesus. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, church, this calls for a celebration. Can we all just celebrate the Lord in our own measure right now? Jesus, we celebrate. We look to you with hope. We look to you, Lamb of God. Father, the Father of heaven, our Father in heaven. Oh. Oh, how we love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Put his name on your lips. Jesus, the good shepherd. Oh, you are so good, Jesus. I will not cease to take hold of the privilege of speaking and praising of your holy name, of your wonderful name, of your marvelous name, your glorious name. You are to be praised forever, forever and ever. Lord, I pray for this generation, Lord. I pray for my generation, Lord, that the capacity that I carry to speak of your name, Lord, that you touch the hearts of those young generation, of the young adults, of the youth, of the kids in this house, Lord, that you use the testimony of my life, Jesus, to touch the hearts of many, Lord. I don't care how long it takes. I'm not interested in numbers. I'm not interested in quickness, in things happening overnight, Jesus, because I understand that you are doing a work that is beyond our comprehension. And we fully trust and surrender to you, Jesus. And we stand here to praise your holy name. To praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love to praise you, Jesus. Don't you just love to praise him? Oh, Jesus, that is all we do. That is all we must do. Praise, consider, acknowledge, and love his holy name. Oh, Jesus, there is no one like you. There will be no one else like you, Jesus. Your burden is easy and your yoke is light. Praising you is life. It brings life. Whatever situation you are in right now, whatever you are facing right now, shed his light upon it and watch as it just disappears. it fades away. Because our issues, our problems, our worries cannot comprehend the weight of His glory. His glory is far beyond. It far surpasses our circumstance. It is so simple, yet it is so deep, and it is so profound. Jesus, I thank You for the revelation of how easy it is to come to You. I don't have to recount all of my wrongs before I can allow myself to participate in what You want to do in my life. All I must do is come, kneel before You, give You thanks and praise You. And everything else comes into place. It's all about the Son. It will always be about the Son. Thank You, Jesus, that we don't have to come and make anything interesting, because You are the one that makes it interesting, because You reveal Yourself in such a measure that we realize that we are designed to be blown away by Your presence. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, Rabba Mama.
my treasure, you're my prize. You are my treasure, you're my prize. You're my treasure, you're my prize. I want you and all of you. You're my all in all. You are my treasure, you're my prize. I want all of you, I do. You are my all in all. You are my treasure, you're my prize. I want all of you, all of you. You are my all in all. You are my treasure, you're my prize. You, I want all of you. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How precious to me are your thoughts. Think about what Jesus is saying to you right now. Hold them close. Hold the words that he has spoken to you, even in the previous seasons. Hold them close. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I am still with you. Oh Jesus, I thank you that you are still with us. In the midst of the chaos, in the midst of our humanity, Jesus, you seek us to know us. Oh, just as we seek to know and to be known by you, Jesus. How precious to me are your thoughts, Jesus. How vast is the sum of them. They are more than the grains of sand on every seashore. I will never run out of things to think about, because you are always thinking about me, Jesus. Heavenly Father, you have me so close in your thoughts. You have us so close in your thoughts. You are so good, Jesus. I am just blown away by your splendor. Just allow yourself to be in reverence of him, to be in awe of him, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge and the insight of the Holy Spirit is insight. Oh, precious Jesus, precious Holy Spirit. I pray for a deeper, deeper well of recognition. It's not about welcoming you, Holy Spirit, but about recognizing your presence. Recognizing that you are already here, that you are with us. Oh, Jesus, precious Jesus. Worthy Lamb of God, worthy of all honor, of all praise, of all worship. I will continue to praise and worship you until the hair on my head, that it turns gray. Because you are worthy, Jesus. It is so simple. We sing about how worthy you are. Worthy is the Lamb. But what does it truly mean to sing that you are worthy? You are worthy of my life, Jesus, as a living sacrifice. That is why I'm here. Because I don't have to be here. Because I get to be here because of you, Jesus. Because it is the greatest privilege. It is a privilege that I choose to never take lightly, to worship you. Because if I don't worship you, Jesus, I will worship something else, and nothing else is worthy. Nothing else is worthy. Just tell him that. That nothing else is worthy. That only he is worthy to be praised. I will not take this privilege lightly. Do not let the Son of Man pass you by. I will not cease and allow myself to be overcome by whatever the world has, but to be in awe, in reverence, and in fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is the beginning place of my relationship with you, Jesus, with you, Father. In that relationship, I do not take lightly. I take my whole life. I put my whole life into this relationship. That is what I mean when I say living sacrifice. I stake my whole life on it. My whole identity on it. My future on it. So that my children and my children's children will be in reverence of you because of the testimony of my life. Oh, Jesus, how fast and how the sum of your thoughts are over me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I repent in the place where there were absence of my thoughts of you, when all you do is think about me. We stand in awe and in reverence of you, Holy Father and Holy Son. You are so worthy, Jesus. I cannot even comprehend it. This is but a glimpse, but a keyhole of what you truly look like on the other side. And I will continue to stake my identity, my whole life in you. Oh. You are so worthy, Jesus. You are worthy of my life. I don't give myself up just to be smited and to die in the presence of God, but to live and to live for you and you alone, and to let my life be your workmanship. Let my life show your workmanship. Let those who look and live outside of the church look at this house, look at the people of this house, and acknowledge true Christianity, not as a label. I refuse to adopt the label as a Christian. I choose to adopt my identity as a child of God. Everyone throws around Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Look at me. Are you a son of God? Are you a child of God? Oh, Jesus. Precious Jesus. So that those who believe in your name shall not perish, but receive everlasting life. Yes, Jesus. Everlasting life. Yes, Jesus. Everlasting life. Life with you is eternal, because it will take eternity to know the depths and the wonders and the mysteries of your love of us, for us. Jesus. Precious Jesus. Worthy Lamb of God. Worthy Lamb of God, who was led to the slaughter to rise as a king, to rise as a lion. Oh, you have trampled and defeated death. I don't need to grovel. I don't need to grovel in self-pity, in condemnation, because you have already forgiven us. You said, it is finished, it is done. And I acknowledge the truth. Jesus, you were not just a prophet. Even if you were a prophet, everything you had to say is true. And you said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it must be true. You are the way, the truth, and the life. There is nothing in this world that can take that place. That is why there is no one like Jesus. There is no one that loves us like Jesus. Let us be in reverence of the revelation of His love and His mercy and His grace over your life. The time of manufacturing our own guilt and shame and condemnation is over, because the workmanship of God has been laid before us. And that was the cross. It is finished and it is done. By your blood, Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb. Only by your blood. Because your blood speaks a better word. Precious Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. May the Lamb that was slain receive the reward of His suffering. May the Lamb that was slain receive the reward of His suffering. Let my life be your reward, Jesus. May the Lamb that was slain receive the reward of His suffering. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
the train of his robe fills the temple, and the train of his robe. else is worthy? Who else is worthy? Now when I know, who else is worthy? Worthy the Lamb of God. Who else is worthy? Only the Lamb of God. Who else is worthy? Only the Lamb of God. Who else is worthy? Jesus. Who else is worthy? Only the Lamb of God. Who else is worthy? Jesus. Who else is worthy?
The earth, all creation sees you. If
Ancient of Days, we give you glory forever and ever. We give you glory forever. You're the name above all names, you're the Ancient of Days. There's no one like you, there never will be. There's no one like you, and no one will ever be. There's no one like you, and there will never be. There'll never be another like you. No one else who could pay the price. No one else to hold the weight of the world on the shoulders. I don't see anyone else, and I don't see anyone else but you, God. And I don't see anyone else, and I don't see anyone else but you, God. Who can? Who's able? It's only you, forever will be you. It's only you. And forever will be you. You're holy, I don't know. You're holy, Adonai. You're holy, Adonai. Holy, Adonai. You're 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 holy, Adonai. Thank you.
Exalt your name in this place, Jesus. We exalt your beautiful name. And not just in this life and in this world and in this building, but in our hearts, Jesus. We exalt you above every other name. We lift you high. Oh, precious Jesus, won't you hold us? Won't you hold us, Jesus? Hold us in your arms, Lord. Just as you always do. I feel this strongly over someone in this room. That you are going through some very difficult time right now. But the Lord is saying you are exactly where you need to be. You are exactly where you belong. In His arms. Because the safest place to be. Whether it's on a battlefield or in a garden. It's in His hands. So Lord, won't you place us in your hands and guide us and to lead us to green pastures and still waters. Thank you, Jesus. Let your name be exalted above every other name in our hearts, inside of us. Let it be exalted above every other thing that has captivated us. Any seed that has been planted by the enemy, Lord, I pray, and it is by your word that it shall not prosper, because you say it so, because you love us so much. And as we go about our weekend, Lord, I pray that you give us a profound revelation in the overflowing joy of your goodness and the overwhelming joy that comes from serving your heart, Jesus. Here's what I want us to do. If you can put your hand on your stomach, I want to leave you guys with something. See, our stomach is where our spirit resides. This is where our spirit is. And I tell you this, to do anything for Jesus is to minister to his heart. And what is ministry? What is to minister? It is overflow. We are to be overflowing vessels, because if we're not, it makes doing things for Jesus that much, it makes it more challenging, but only because we're not overflowing. So repeat after me. Say, Lord, fill my cup. Make me overflow. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you are eager to fill our cup. You are waiting to fill our cup. And we invite you, Jesus, closer and closer and closer to our hearts. Fill us up to overflow in your presence, Jesus. We want to minister to your heart. We want to love you, Jesus, more and more. And in order for us to do that, we must be overflowing vessels, not empty vessels, full to overflowing. Whew. Do you feel that? The reverence in this room, the awe and the wonders of God. Take it with you. Don't just let it sit here in this place. Don't just wait till next week or on Sunday to come and revisit this. No, let this be a staple in your life. Oh. I don't know how to land this plane, but the presence of God is so strong. If you are in the presence of God right now, if you wish to continue, keep going. Just minister to his heart just a little longer. But if you're ready, it's Friday, it's 9:30, you're free to go. We love you. We'll see you on Sunday. And then next week, we're going to do this again, which is awesome. But yeah, I don't know of any announcements, anything. We got Super Bowl, go Hawks. Pray for us. I don't know. I don't even know if that's the right thing to say. Is that heresy? I don't know. Okay, love you guys. We'll see you on Sunday. Have a blessed weekend. See you later.